You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Can I just get three Coronas, please?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not mine. I just three Coronas.
Sorry. Yeah, are there other people who will be taking it? Can I all see your ID?
Oh, yep, sure. Absolutely.
So I just picked him up, and then we headed off to the airport, and basically talked from, 7 a.m. to...
The alcohol doesn't have to stay in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is the patio's not open? So, yeah, we're sitting at the table at Chipotle now. We got our beers. No hassle, really. Other than they thought I was paying for the food that was sitting up there, too. And the woman behind me, I don't know if you guys caught any of that.
No.
But she's like, I'm sorry, that's my food. Anyway, I can try to get this out. You're the softest speaker, so I'm going to try to aim this at you a little bit, Gene. We are recording.
All right, well, I did appreciate the fact that she carded all three of us, and I'm probably the youngest at 45. So.
47.
47.
Doing her job. So, yeah, cheers, mates.
Hey, cheers.
Oh, yeah, right. Cheers, guys.
I suppose we got to document it for Beardo and for the group. Let's see if I can get everybody in here. Well, no.
There we go. Okay, Gene.
All right. So I didn't have any agenda as far as what to talk about.
Sure.
Yeah, I forgot my kickstand.
Is it exactly. There we go.
You got a nice one, though. Mine's, I just got a simple one. I should get something a little bit better.
I was looking at the Tascam just for the price, but this was going to be Amazon Cobra hack. I just bought it for the expo, and I was going to send it back when I got home. But I'm like, you know, this thing came in really handy, and then I thought about, doing, phone interviews and things of that nature. I can plug right into this thing, plug myself into a mic, and then I can do it just like I do it at home, so.
Sure.
So what did you pay for that?
I think it was $220, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think these were $100, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was right in that area, so it was, about half the price, but.
Like I said, I bought that as a backup, and then I use it for when I was doing the band, the live recording stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I got the Rodecaster.
Oh.
Rodecaster Pro.
Okay.
Because I was using compression, and I was using, all these different things. Compression, noise gate, and all that jazz. Well, that had all that built in, plus the sound effects.
Okay.
Plus,
and that just came out, within the last year or so?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I've seen the ads for it, because I search podcasts so much on Facebook that ad pops up, every day for me. Imagine that on Facebook, it's scanning what you're searching.
Porn ads pop on mine all the time.
It seems to come up enough on the show, so yeah.
That and Wayfair.
It's hitting all bases, covering all bases.
Oh, man. Let's describe the scene here. I mean, it's messy.
It is extremely messy.
Well, let's see here. 12:45 on a Saturday. And
probably could have picked a better time to come than on a lunch rush on a Saturday.
Although I'm used to the line being out the door, though, here.
Okay. Oh, really?
This is a busy one.
Yeah, it's in a good location.
Yeah.
But it's a location that has booze, so that's perfect for our needs.
If Chipotle would answer their phone a little more, I bet you one of of those ones like in Edina or Bloomington, which would have been about the same length of drive, but probably a little shorter for you, I'm guessing. Plus, near the Southdale Mall, yeah. So your wife could have, you know, dropped you off and headed over there.
This was actually the first Chipotle I ever went to about 20 years ago. I saw it on the Osbournes, where Ozzy was like, I want my burrito! And I was like, hey, I think there's one of those in Highland Park. So I had to come here and check it out, see what Ozzy was making all the fuss about.
I came here last time, I bought 3 beers and didn't tip.
Nice.
Maybe that, if she would ask, like, well, why are you only getting beer? That would have been a good reason. I don't like the tip.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I come here to...
I think that's a Cobra hack right there. Get drunk at a Chipotle. You save so much money.
I need a tip.
You don't have to tip. They do card you, though. We were carded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is a little loud with the whatever that is. I think they're calling it music.
It's the new Ozzy.
God dang, it might be. I don't have it. I'm hearing mixed reviews on that.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I was working on when I told you I got up and went down to the basement. I was writing the Ozzy review for Decibel Geek.
Oh, really? But, I haven't listened to anything but, I think, one or two tracks from a long time
Everything
ago.
I've heard is emblematic of the rest of the record. So if you're kind of, wherever you felt on it, you're either going to like or dislike the rest of the record.
I felt indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't feel strongly either way. It's like, I don't need to buy it, and I don't... You know, but I'll give it a try.
Do you not own everything else he's done?
I do not.
Okay, I do. So I kind of, I have a social contract with Ozzy.
Yeah, well, if you want to get in heaven, I guess that's what you got to do.
How can you quit after 45 years?
Yeah, how many years have I been buying? I guess, does Kiss count? Yeah, I mean, yep. Even though my parents are buying it, 77, so... Fuck, that's a long time.
Yep.
43 years?
Yes.
Let's say 42, because it was late 77.
Okay. Star Wars had already been released.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw Star Wars that year. Saw King Kong the year before, I think. Highlights of my childhood, Kiss, King Kong, and Star Wars.
Until you've got called masturbation.
Right. I was going to say, let me throw Linda Carter in there as well.
Yeah, you know, the problem with Linda Carter and Wonder Woman...
I'm sorry, there's a problem with Linda Carter?
That was on and off the air way too young in my life. And then, by the time you start, heading down the beaten path, it was difficult to find any, Wonder Woman reruns that would have really came in handy and passed some time and... The teen years.
Channel 9 on Saturday afternoons reruns.
Plus, there's the playing card or the trading cards.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you could have found maybe some of those stuck together.
Well,
later
she had
on.
The show with Bonnie Anderson, which was kind of a nice
partners in
punch.
Crime.
Yeah, so I mean that was around the time that the pubes were growing. So this is healthy talk for Chipotle. Good thing we're not sitting next to a family or anything.
Yeah. Not yet. We got kids lining up the next door here.
Hey, look, if you're bringing your kids to eat this shit, you're not good person. You might as well be sitting down in front of some porn. So I'm almost done editing your episode. It turned out great.
Oh, good. Good.
I got some new ideas. Like, I think, and this is actually Luce's idea, to ask everybody at the end, do you think grunge killed hair metal? Get that take as part of one of the things at the end.
So. Sure.
Sorry you missed out on that, but it's going to be a growing process. Okay. But you'll be back on for singles.
Sure. I was actually listening to it yesterday and today.
Wait, so you didn't ask him that question?
I did not. I was talking to...
Well, you can maybe get some clear audio. You could ask him real quick and attach it to the end of your episode.
I'm okay capturing the moment. I'm a purist. Sometimes things are just good enough, Gene.
I mean, if you want to tack it on the end... Then
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Complete the
cycle. It would stick out and sound weird. Yeah, I think they really have to come down.
You could even say, in full disclosure, I asked him...
Post-editing.
At our
people would know I edit.
You don't have to edit. You can say, I just attached it without editing to the end of it. I mean, just kind of glued it on the end of it.
I think to do it right, we need to get another 4-pack of Trooper beer, drink those, and then do it. Then no one will know.
Yeah. Trooper beer, much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, to me too, because, you know, I'm not a big micro beer guy, but...
I think you've mentioned that once or twice.
Yeah, it's come up. but I liked it. Yeah, it was smooth. Yep. A lot of aftertaste. I didn't need to brush my teeth 8 times before going to bed.
I wasn't dehydrated like drinking an IPA.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I've bought it a couple of times. Yeah, it's a good enough flavor to make it interesting, and obviously I don't mind strong.
That's a good way to put it. That's a much better review than mine.
But it's not strong enough to make me go, I need to buy this more frequently, especially for the price.
Yeah.
I can have much better beers for far cheaper and support local brewers, too.
Sure.
So that's kind of how I look at it. But when I find a new one, if I ever do, which is pretty rare, you know, I hit the total line every once in a while. I did find the Japanese-themed one that they had from Iron Maiden with the samurai on it.
Yeah, okay.
I did find that. That's even less interesting.
Ah.
So if you buy it because
it
you just want to
kind of a Sapporo type beer? Is it trying to compete with that? Or
It may, but I would rather buy Sapporo.
Okay. I like Sapporo.
I do, too. I will get it every once in a while. Occasionally, I'll buy it and bring it home, but if I'm out in a restaurant that has it, I'll buy it. But, on occasion, or especially if there's a build a six-pack and I'm feeling like, hey, I haven't had Sapporo at home in a while, I'll throw one in there. But usually, I'm looking for more higher-end stuff that I could throw in a Cub Liquors 10-pack or 6-pack for $10. I'll grab the tallest cans I can find and the most expensive stuff I can find and go from there.
I'll give you the one of you guys $20 if you lose your shit on that kid over there.
Kick out the three guys drinking Coronas and Chipotle for yelling at children.
Yeah.
Hey, lady, control.
No, you heard me. Batman, my ass.
Sure. But as far as kids go, they're actually not too bad.
No, it's all right.
Otherwise, I'd consider it.
I think it'd be funny is all.
Oh, I understand. I see where you're going.
I'm looking for entertainment for the listener. We're trying to paint, you know.
I know. I thought about that. I'm like, how... I was trying to burn my brain of what can I bring as we come into this, and I'm like, I just don't think there's anything that I can prep for.
Yeah, I know.
And just kind of go into the moment and see how it works.
I almost had the exact same process. Should I come up with a topic? Should there be something we get into? But I'm like, fuck, let's let it go. I'll probably cut it down. I mean, if we end up just letting this thing roll while we're here and it ends up being 2 hours, I'm not just going, maybe I should go Craig Smith and I just dump this shit out there. Yeah, nothing. You're going to like it or not. Yeah, he did that for the first and second Rockin' Pod. They just recorded everything. They would, you know, pause and stuff, but it ended up being about 2 hours of conversation, and they just unedited and threw it out there, and it was actually pretty entertaining.
It was very Howard Stern-ish.
I do love recording in person because I've done it with Luce a couple times, and I've had you've been down, but that still had that third person every time, you know what I mean? And then Bryn Aarons came down. The conversation is so much more natural because you're looking at each other and you can see when they're going to talk and stuff.
Yes.
And editing is so much smoother. You know, there isn't those latency gaps you get with Skype or the phone that I'm always trying to fix so that it kind of rolls through.
Sure.
So that's part of the reason it's so far done. Usually it takes me about 4 hours to edit an episode. But I don't know.
So will you be going to Tommy Thayer tomorrow night?
I am not.
For $10?
I don't know if I'd go if he came and picked me up.
And paid you $10?
Yeah, here's $10. I need you to sit up there and make me look good. When is Kiss playing? Is that Monday night?
I lost track of it. I was considering the Groupon, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to put myself through that. But if it's a weeknight, that even more eliminates my desire to go.
Yeah, I think it's either Sunday or Monday. But
Must be Monday. Because he's doing it tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that makes sense.
I bet you're right then, yep.
I'm surprised it was $10. It seemed a little high.
Well, there was VIPs for $80.
Oh, okay.
And I swear it was $20, but whatever. Maybe that way I can Groupon too. I don't know. It is, I'm sorry, as a guitar player and a Kiss fan, it is a freaking joke that that guy has a signature guitar dressed the face, really.
Yes, that is.
Come on. And look, I love all the arguments too. It's like, you'd do it too. And I'm like, I don't know that I would, first of all. If I was already getting the Kiss money,
yep,
I don't know that I'd do this.
Right.
It's like, I'm not even playing my own parts. You know? If you want to be a carbon copy of somebody else, you want to replace somebody in an iconic band, here's the guitar for you.
Yeah.
As long as that band's Kiss.
But how many people are Kiss completists that are going to buy it because
I think it only sells to Kiss fans.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Like, the only guy I know who has one, he's a drummer. He's also a huge Kiss fan.
Is Tommy Thayer's mom still alive? She might have one.
Yeah, that's true.
Although she probably got one for free. His wife?
I
don't know.
The long band longer than Ace was.
Yeah, but he's not as important.
Yeah. No,
he's not even remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing a lot of his songs too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. It's a fortune. I'll be curious to see the final date if they do roll out any old members. If
they keep saying they're going to.
I know they
see
it.
That's what I read yesterday.
Yeah, they're doubling down on that. They're pushing it out that the final show is going to be the big one.
Yeah, Doc is the one that's saying it all the time. But.
Yep.
That's Madison Square Garden next year.
But he's been known to speak out of turn and Paul has to rein him in, like when Eddie Trunk tried to get him on the show.
Yeah.
And then
that was hilarious.
Paul had to call him up and say, hold on.
Yeah, and he's like,
So when was the last time you saw Kiss?
When they toured with Poison. And that was only because my wife, we were dating at the time, she wanted to take her kids to Kiss.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was in Somerset. We camped out. We brought a couple of my buddies with. We tubed, got hammered. The kids didn't. But, I don't know. It was actually, for Kiss, a really good set list. They went deep and played, Lover All I Can. And I have the Instant Live CD from that show.
Oh, God.
But,
that's a while ago.
Yeah.
I think they were still doing that in 2009 or 10 when I saw them at the State Fair.
Okay. Was that with Crew or the other one?
No, that was just them with the crappy band that Gene was managing at the time. That Canadian band opened for them. Oh, I don't even remember their name. But,
I can't remember what you're talking about. I don't remember who it is either.
Yeah, I can't even think of who that is.
But that had to have been like 2009
You started with crappy Canadian band, so that opens up this such a huge
Helix,
swath.
Kim Mitchell. Let's see how many crappy Canadian bands we can name for Wally Gator.
Nickelback.
Triumph.
Rush. Oh, no. Hey.
Fighting words.
Wow.
Okay. Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I'm
doing all
we're on a tear. I'm trying to eliminate the ones that I'm thinking they're not. See, I would not say April Wine because I do enjoy some April Wine.
Oh, I'm going to say them all because they're Canadian.
Okay. So then you can say April Wine.
Yeah, April Wine. I already said Rush. No, Rush.
Anyone but Lee McCormick?
Lee's
stay
too
positive
busy
on the pot.
Yeah, he's not worried about me. He's too busy hammering some squish right now. So. Guy's always got some new side action going.
Yes. Oh. Yes, indeed.
So you, is your co-host coming to Nashville with you, or are you coming out with the wife?
It sounds like he is going to be, but he's not 100% committed.
Okay.
At least from our online discussions. We haven't been face-to-face since I said, hey, I'm doing this, do you want to go? And he surprised me, because he's actually going to Jamaica for his wedding next week. So he's going to be spending a lot of money getting married in Jamaica.
Sure.
Is this his first marriage?
Yes. And hopefully his only.
It seems like. Well, how old were you when you got married?
21?
Oh, boy.
20?
Wow. Youngster. Same. Wow. You're still married?
Not to that person,
okay.
No. No, that was not a marriage that it should have happened, unfortunately. But I was young and dumb. You know, like so many people that when they get married young.
Yeah.
You think you know everything, you get married, and all of a sudden you start to learn, and you start to grow, and you start to become two different people than what you were when you were 18 and 19. So, we kind of went in two separate directions, and then unhappiness sets in, and
I don't think I've ever felt like I knew everything. I was never. I think I maybe that makes me exceptionally mature.
Well, I was mature for my age in a fashion, but I also thought I knew as much as I needed to know, or just through various adults in my life that I've seen enough to where I'm like, oh, this is what you do.
Sure.
You get I was definitely school. In a relationship at that time that I thought were serious enough that could end in a marriage, but fortunately they didn't.
Yes.
And then by the time I got my mid-20s, I knew I didn't want to get married for a while. Because I had to become a kick-ass rock star first.
Of course.
And then I was going to get my pick of trophy, you know, squish.
That's a good path.
Yeah. Worked out great.
It works out for so many people in the music industry.
You know, that sounded like a shot at my wife. It actually did work out pretty good for me, Wayne. Yeah. To be honest with you. Because all the... Compared to the women that I was close to, if you want to call it even that, they were fucking train wrecks for the most part. You know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to be in a relationship with them for a while to find that out.
Yeah, that's the only upside, right?
Now, do musicians tend to attract nothing but train wreck women?
A lot of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of goes hand in hand for some reason.
But my only real horror years were between my wife and the girlfriend before that. And then that was the first time in my life that, like, the band was actually busy enough that you could... I mean, it was amazing because we were nothing. It's like, man, it was, like, not that hard to get laid. And it was just like, nah, you couldn't be too picky. You had to be like, Gene Simmons.
You know, if you had sometimes you want a hamburger, sometimes you want a filet mignon.
Exactly.
So you saying you have binders of women? Is
not. Okay.
There's no Polaroid.
My numbers are not impressive. No, that's not what I was getting at. We weren't that busy.
You're letting me down, man. I was like, wow, Baco just went up to here in my book, man.
Well, let's bring it back to reality.
Yeah, now we're back to earth. We're back at the table here.
You can meet some high-class squish at the Scott County Fair, can you?
I'm actually right still County Fair to pull in all that rock and pod groupie action.
Oh, my God.
There's like three girls there, Gene.
Well, I was going to say. No.
I've heard every year it's grown, though, because this last Rock and Pod 3, there was quite a few women. And there was actually a couple getting down in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
I went to go take a leak on Saturday night.
A couple of podcasters or a couple
were just there for the music.
They got free tickets from the radio station.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, typical. You want to go get laid? Yeah, there's a bathroom right over here. Let's do it.
They seemed like they were having a good time.
That's why I'm bringing my wife, just in case. If this all goes south, I'm...
Are you staying at the hotel?
Yes. Yep. I want to get on the $50 discount, so...
It'll be interesting to see if after this year you still want to bring your wife. Because, I'd actually like to go and visit Nashville with Amy. But I'm like, you would fucking hate this.
Well, really, see, my wife's very musically inclined.
Oh, so she's mine, but she's not podcast.
My wife sang at my first wedding, actually.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, that's not how we met, but I mean, just, insane.
My wife loves going to concerts. I've known her for a while. She listens to a lot of music, but the podcasting is pretty nerdy.
Well, she likes the business side of it in the fashion. Okay. So, like, when I'm doing the band stuff, she likes helping me with the merch and the merch table.
Huh.
And plus, it opens me up to where I can go out and be the rock star and shake some hands and sign some autographs and stuff, so she can kind of hold down the merch table.
Have you thought about bringing your wife? And now you've been
she has no interest in Nashville, podcasting, rock.
But you, were you like, God, I'd like to bring her. I know, like,
no.
With me, because I asked him, because, like, are you thinking about bringing your wife the last year? Like,
So I don't hunt, I don't fish, I don't golf. So this is like my guy's weekend is the Rock and Pop Fest. It's like, go down there, I hang out with Baco, Ken Mills, BJ Cramp, anyone else that's there?
Bill Elon. Bob will not be there again. You said Bill's not coming this year, right?
Bill's not coming this year. I think
Decibel Geek, obviously. Chris and Aaron.
Yeah.
The Ages of Rock guys have become friends.
Greg Troyer will be there because he lives
Rock,
in there.
Our boy Stephen Michael and Sunny Pony will have to rip on those guys.
Hollywood,
yeah, more like Milwaukee to me. But no, they're great guys.
Well, let's not go that far.
He's been drinking. He's got the coronavirus.
Speaking of which,
I
can get the next one.
Do we need to give us a wave if they want to come back up?
Or should I just take your IDs with me?
Well,
you can trust me.
I'm not worried about that. I just whatever. I think if it's the same one, she'll probably know. But.
Well, that was about a half hour.
Just wave at us if we need to come over there. Yeah. So Gina's going up to get round two of the...
And he's bypassing the burrito line.
Yes, that's the smart thing to do. That's what you got to do now.
That's a podcaster move.
We could have done that right away, I think, if we were paying attention. But
Yeah, he's going right to the cashier, bypassing. Well, we got about 10 people in line here, Bob.
Yeah, it would take way too long if he did.
No.
Did he disappear or did he go to the bathroom?
Now we got some Heart playing in the background.
Nothing says Mexican Chipotle like Heart. I can handle a little bit of 80s Heart. I just, the 70s stuff just, it grinds my ears.
Oh, you're going crazy on me now.
Crazy on you?
Yeah.
It just, like, Ann Wilson, probably one of the most iconic singing voices,
yes.
Period.
Yes.
Not just for women. She's just an amazing singer. But there's such a dustiness and mold to their music from that era. The 80s stuff rocks way less.
Yeah.
But I think the songs are better. It's more pop music at that point.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, like, Barracuda to me, it's just, like, garbage.
That smells like 1976 to you?
Yeah, so it smells like an antique store when I hear it.
Ooh.
It's lifeless. It just doesn't pop. I don't know.
Oh,
right now you're going to have is writing me a scathing letter.
Well, if you start talking about Joan Jett, then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, we have success.
All right,
Gene is coming back. He's got three beers in his hand.
We were able to get the second round without all three of us going up.
Yep. All right.
Did she ask for IDs or not?
I gave them to her. I didn't give her the opportunity to ask me. She kind of looked at me strange at first, and I said, it's us, you know, because we're regulars here. I pointed at you guys.
Round two.
Are you happy with your picture in that one? I mean, you kind of...
I don't know. I'll look.
You better check yourself here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, it's in the chair. I was going to do my hair today, but I got busy and forgot.
You know what? I do need to get one with the... You can't see any of my beers, so it doesn't look that impressive. But the first one would be like that, but we're going to rectify that.
So what other local breweries do you like, Jim?
I'm partial to any of them that have beer.
Man of discriminating taste.
I assume you've been to Surly?
Yes. Yep. Not when they were in their old location, but at the new building. I was just at one last night. Yep. Boathouse Brothers Brewing in Prior Lake. We even brought them with today. They have a pub pass. It's like $25. Unless you buy four of them, then you get one free.
Okay.
There's like 20 brewers in each... 20? I think there's 20 brewers in each one, or 20 brewers or craft beer sellers.
Okay.
And you get a free pint at each one.
Oh, nice.
And it's good for a year. So my wife and I use that as an opportunity to explore new places, try new restaurants. So we brought them with today. So since we're going to be already in the cities, maybe we'll hit a few places.
So
we got one for wineries, and we've got one for distilleries as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, I was just down in...
we're not alcoholics. I don't want to set the wrong example here.
Wine, distillery, and beer.
Oh, hey, cheers, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Round two here, gentlemen.
Where's the limes?
Oh, no.
Change your latitude. Yeah. There's some stuff here. So I live in Mecca of microbreweries.
Let me ask a real quick question.
Yes.
Sorry, this will be real quick. So, Shakopee, you don't consider that the cities?
Well, we're in the suburbs,
yes. Because in Owatonna, we do. You know, that's a very towny thing. They all call 35 35W. And 35W is not
even close.
Doesn't exist.
Oh. Yeah.
It's 35 interstate.
Yes, just 35.
Yeah.
But, like, they know 35E is separate, but they think 35W is what it turns everything turns in. So, anyway.
35W until that little E thing splits for a little while and then comes back to 35W on the north as well.
Yeah, this is two things, times in a row now I've taken cheap shots at the intelligence of Owatonna. I did it in our episode, and now I'm doing it here. So hopefully they don't listen to the podcast.
So they're just proving their bias against the St. Paul side of town?
Yeah, it could be.
I live in northeast Minneapolis, so I'm in the ground zero of the microbrew craze in Minnesota.
You're somewhere near 612 then?
A couple miles down the road from me.
Okay.
And then there's like Abel Seed House and Dangerous Indeed. Man, Indeed.
I gotta get to Dangerous Man. I've been to Indeed. I've been to 612. Not the Seed House, but that's more of a cider, right?
Cidery? No, I think there's still mostly beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I forget the name of it. Able.
Oh, I'm thinking of Social Cider Works.
Yeah, yeah. That's right around there, too. I have the only female-owned distillery in Minnesota. Oh, it's like a block down the block from me.
Oh, wait. Isn't there two of them, though?
Oh, there might be two now. But the first one is right by my house, and I'm drawing a blank on
their
name.
Oh, my God. I just had their beer. I shared it on Beardo.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
God, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
And then one of my buddies is a part owner of Uda Pills.
Oh, really?
So
that K-Fan beer is disgusting.
Disgusting? Really?
Oh, did you have it?
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I hated it.
I wouldn't seek it out, but I would drink it again.
Do I want to drink a beer that reminds you of Mike Morris?
It tastes like his jockstrap, so what's to go wrong?
Are we doing the Viking podcast, by the way?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we should flesh all that out, too.
Yeah, because...
I'd like to do something. Just, you know, even as I was talking to you about it, I became more interested in actually other games in football, if we were to incorporate to me. But I think narrowing
it
down.
Got our first dirty look, by the way.
Oh. Nice.
Yes.
All right, that's
Father
one.
Here, yes.
So we got a. Wait, the guy who brought his kids to Chipotle for food?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn it.
It was just daggers, you know, nothing terrible. You know, it wasn't like he was.
Well, he got them all quick, though. That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't think he understood what squish was.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean,
that could be. Well, I don't know what you two were doing while I was ordering either, so I guess.
We're basically talking shit about you.
So. Oh, okay.
Anyway, back to the.
Luckily, we're not recording this. He's actually nicer than what you told me about him.
Yeah, everybody is. I lie about everybody, man. Because I actually want. I'm looking forward because now I can actually have a platform where I can share some of my thoughts on PA once in a while. Paul Allen.
Paul Allen, yeah. I met him.
Yeah, that's. Sorry.
Actually, well, I went to.
Did you wash your hands afterwards?
The jewelry store, Continental Diamond. That's in the same building that their studio is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think all the studios are in that building now.
Okay.
Third channel.
Yeah.
And met him, sent him an email saying, hey, I'm looking at picking up something for my wife. And he met me down on the thing. He shook my hand. He brought me in the store, and then he was off like a prom dress. He was a fart in the wind. He was like, all right, well, thanks for coming in. Goodbye.
What the hell I'm trying to think of. He shook my hand, gave me a packet of hand sanitizer, and he was off.
But I was still grateful. Yeah, I went in there expecting to spend so much. And I know, don't get me wrong, I know jewelry is a monstrous markup no matter what. But I did find my wife a ring that actually, and I told him, I said, I'm looking to spend between these dollar amounts. And the ring that she ended up guiding me to was below the money that the bottom end of where I was at. And it wasn't like she got just exasperated deal with me because we looked at a few things. She's like, well, like, what are what's your intentions with this gift? And then I said, well, this and that. And she's like, well, how about this?
She questioned your intentions.
Well, was it like a, you know, an anniversary or was it this and that? And I'm like, no, just, you know, just because. And then she got me something that was even cheaper than what I intended to spend. So
nice.
I was even more grateful.
Yeah.
But I did meet him for that brief moment.
Right on.
So that's my claim to fame. I still haven't washed this hand, although I have masturbated with it quite a bit.
I've bumped into hockey and meat sauce just in being out and about. But yeah. I've actually reached out to hockey to come on our show, but I can't get a reply. But.
How about Chris Cluey?
He'd actually be a good one.
Yeah. Is he still doing music?
Shit, I should actually look into contacting him. He must be. I don't know.
Crap, what was the name of his band? I know him.
Oh, crap. Yeah, a friend of mine was in the studio when they were recording, too, in Minneapolis somewhere, or in the Twin Cities, anyway.
And was that Orphan?
I don't know which studio it was at. I just remember hearing the story that, like when he wasn't recording, he had, like, little, you know, those miniature figures are that he had used for, like, little war games and stuff?
Yeah.
He had, like, those out, and he was, like, painting them to kill time. He was a
nice
dog, man.
Kid. That's a good use of that downtime.
Got Mike Prefer in trouble for being a homophobe. That's always a good thing.
That's helpful.
I got a feeling our next round is going to draw a little more attention to our table, because we'll have 9 bottles.
And no plates.
Yeah. Yeah, the food's overrated here.
Well, yeah, why the hell would you eat here? We're just here to not tip.
Yes. Oh, this is good. This is so absurd. So
what else is going on?
I don't know if I'll bring this up, because I'll talk about it at a different time. But Craig, well, maybe I'll just... No, because I think I'm leaning more towards just letting this thing go. Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys a private link first in case there's anything you do want cut out when we're all done. But all
right.
I'm just saying, it might get loose, who knows. But.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, were you going somewhere?
Nope.
You were at Rockin' Pod last year.
Yes.
You're going this year?
90% sure.
Okay. Yep.
And you're having your own table, right? That was part of the package you bought?
Yep, we went full Platinum Deluxe Reach Around.
Cool. I'll talk to Sinzak. He's probably just because he probably went anyway because he does it every year. But like Toomey and I and what's his name? They're all done now, Rock and Metal Combat. But there was always the three of us stuck in the same kind of shoved away. But he put it, grouped us together. Largely because Toomey and I were friends, and then a lot of people didn't want to sit next to Rock and Metal Combat guys.
That, and I'm sure you wanted to keep an eye on the troublemakers.
Yeah, of course. But I'll talk to him. I hope he kind of puts us next to each other. But
yeah, that's a good idea. I would appreciate that.
And, you know, it also just helps too, kind of like when you got people you know you can trust, you can kind of leave your table if somebody's going to sit around, you know.
Well, and yeah, my wife will be, she'll be hanging around too. So we've done that with merch tables at shows. Somebody will get up and walk away, and she'll we'll keep an eye on
me out
stuff.
To my wife for being a fool the whole time.
She hasn't met your wife yet. We do need to make
We should actually do something like that.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about her and I. And said, maybe I'm down for dinner or go meet somewhere for dinner.
He's got a pass to breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Come on.
Yeah, we've got to hit them all. Just like Pokemon.
Met his wife at Macy's.
We ran into each other. The Shawls and the Bacos ran into each other at Rosedale at Macy's.
And that was the first time I think I saw a sense of Rock and Pod.
So we should be drinking with our pinkies in the air? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What is the proper etiquette for holding a Corona bottle?
Like a dick.
I noticed he had been doing it, but I didn't want to point that out.
It is very long.
I'm like, you don't have to go all the way down the neck, Baco.
Reminiscent of Madonna's Avian bottle.
That's only on porters. You want to warm things up.
You do seem to have a natural affinity for it.
Okay, it's good. I'm not a hater, that's for sure.
No, I don't mind Corona.
We're probably going to get crap on the post that I guarantee that's going to be one of the comments. It's going to be something about Corona. All I said was I captioned that something's happening here. So if you listen to this, people who listen to the show will probably know what we're doing. Because I put the Chipotle napkin in there.
So what's the over-under on the coronavirus jokes, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Or have we moved past that as a society?
No, I think you're onto something here. I'm going to go just because of the number of members, 3.
All 3 of them?
Yeah, there'll be 3 jokes. That'll be the over-under.
No, I mean 3 members of the group.
All 3 of them. Yeah.
Oh, wait, not including the 3 of us, I mean.
Right, yeah.
Of course. Wow, they have hand sanitizer when you walk in. That's how you know you're in a classy establishment. Coronas and hand sanitizer.
Not just the bathroom, baby.
Although not a table has been washed since we've been here.
No, this place is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's even slowed down a touch since we got here.
Well, the line stayed pretty steady, but the tables are empty.
It's been
quarter
steady,
after one.
Quarter after one, and none of the employees seem to even notice we're here.
No?
Well, we'll have to take care of that here soon.
Just doing a little day drinking at Chipotle.
Yeah.
Ask them what time karaoke starts next time you're up when you're ordering.
Happy hour special.
Yeah.
Well, one of us has to take our shirt off before it gets too late.
Not it. Oh, dude, it's you.
You'll want to let me keep my shoes on, though. Trust me.
I will. You probably, with this floor, I think you want to keep your shoes on.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you going to eat that?
No, I'm going to pass on dried barbacoa on the floor.
The janitor at Walmart just came in, and he said this place is disgusting.
He did. Yeah. He actually walked out. He didn't even use the hand sanitizer. He didn't even touch a thing.
Hand sanitizer dirt.
Now, we have not had a...
We're at the Ford Parkway in St. Paul location of Chipotle for those
Say, we have not had a good Chipotle in the news for E. coli lately. Right. It's been a couple years.
Yeah, when they had a couple of restaurants where rats were falling from the ceiling.
Was that a Chipotle?
That was a Chipotle. And, you know, my son-in-law is...
I'm
like,
glad you brought us here then.
Yeah. He's like a...
But these are safe, I guess. We're safe with...
Andy is, turns on as the power drinker.
Wow, Andy. Now he's starting to make me feel bad.
Yeah, me too. Oh, what the hell? I can't keep up with him. Jeez, I got to keep
Don't underestimate the little guy.
My son-in-law is huge in Chipotle, but he's one of those, like... I hate calling him picky eaters because picky implies you actually care about quality. No, he's picky like he's a five-year-old still, if you have friends like that.
Well,
like,
I consider that a picky eater, yeah.
But, yeah.
We put up with that with our kids.
He's a Chipotle guy, and I don't know. When all that stuff was going on, I was giving him a lot of crap.
My wife likes Chipotle. I don't mind Chipotle. I will eat Chipotle. Not here, of course.
Of course,
but
yeah.
I'm here for the beer and to not tip.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. My honest thoughts is, like, for $10, I could get 9 bean burritos at Taco Bell and probably be just as happy and have a lot of food left over. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And money.
Yeah.
Get the 10-pack of tacos.
Yes, I just... I mean, it's probably better ingredients here, but for the most part, it doesn't seem like they cook it. It always seems like, shouldn't this be hotter? But, I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I've been to a Chipotle. There was one in Shakopee, Minnesota. If that's the last time I could think about it, and that may have been a couple years ago.
The HR guy at work bought everybody in the shop Chipotle about a week ago. And
oh,
was
nice.
Fine. Won't turn it down in a situation like
that. Well, hell yeah. You can never turn down free food. There's something wrong with you if you turn down free food, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, even musicians want free food. It's in their riders. Take out the brown M&Ms boots. And all that.
I like that scene in, I assume you guys maybe know what's happening. The Decline of Western Civilization.
It's been a while.
Part 2.
Part 2, yes.
Where the guy's like talking about, like, yeah, if you don't have a bag of groceries, you don't get in that. Women don't get in the apartment or something.
Oh, like, yeah. Who said that?
Well, it was one of the unsigned bands.
Oh, okay.
I can
understand it then.
The way he was able to deliver the line, I think, was the most, because, like, it was so believable into it, you know. Yeah. That was what I enjoyed. Almost like, kind of like when I listen to rap music and how seriously they take some very stupid things. And, like, it's like just that idea that you can sell it.
Yes.
Is just very impressive.
With a straight face.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't even need to use my AK. I got to say, it was a good day.
Hey, bitches got to know, man.
So, Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, Paul Stanley in bed with, like, three or four ladies.
Not ridiculous at all.
No, that's an average day occurrence.
That's just how he lived his life.
In 1987, yep. Bret Michaels looks very young in that.
Who's gay now, Peter?
I wish I had that on video. What you just did there, and how you looked into his eyes.
My life was changed on Saturday, whatever this is.
I thought maybe I was about to experience something whole different. I'm like, this is why you brought us here? Yeah. You get us drunk, and then...
Yeah. See, you know, whatever happens, happens.
I've heard it's not gay if it's a three-way, but usually there's a girl involved.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it's not the devil's three-way. Then what would that be?
That's the devil's pitchfork, I think. There's three. You know.
Very good.
You can't see what I'm doing with my fingers.
I think you just coined a new phrase.
And the podcast took a turn for the worse.
It's called the devil's pitchfork.
Hey, we'll experiment with that in Rockin' Pond.
Tell you what. Here's a great idea.
Okay.
We start a podcast.
Yep.
The three of us. Called the devil's pitchfork.
There we go.
What are we going to talk about? Just that?
You know, whatevs.
Whatever comes up.
Yeah. See how things go, you know? Just a couple of dudes hanging out.
Getting drunk.
Yep.
Not wearing pants. Oh, that's right. I'm wearing pants today.
I still have, yeah. It's, so I think,
well, the day's early.
I think it's time. That means Andy's got to get the next round.
Yes. Also, yeah, I think we were talking about Yogi Berra, but then he said you were coming, so he wasn't sure if you'd be up for that.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was. You guys are all fancy new Minnesota IDs. I got the old.
Oh.
That's, I'm old school.
Oh, yeah. No good. I'll update that.
Yeah, eventually. I don't. I have to look at when it expires. I drove here, so hopefully it's still not expired.
What, your license?
Yeah, it should be good. I think it was.
Well, those, they're still going to have those forever. Or, well, the real ID is like if you want it or not, but you're not going to be able to fly right. If you don't have it.
Well, I got a passport.
Oh, unless you have a passport.
Right. But, yeah, we're talking about doing that. Actually, my wife is talking about doing it like this week, this coming week, I should say, because this is Saturday.
Damn it. Everybody's talking. Oh, there we go. Well, we'll get one comment. But what it is not exactly clear, just following the lyric line there. Come on, Chris, you listen to the show. Yeah, so yeah, we're reading comments now. I just posted that picture a little bit ago of our Chipotle challenge, and I kind of teased it. I didn't say exactly what was going on. But yeah, the Christopher Stokes is the first one to comment. He says, what it is not exactly clear is all his comments. So he's kind of following along the lyric of what I posted.
Yes, he is. He's participating, but he's not. Maybe he's aware. Maybe he knows what we're doing. Maybe he's such a fan of the show that he knows I'm not giving this away. Let's let one of those lesser fans like Ken Mills.
Only got 2 likes, one of them's you.
Spoiler alert.
Come on. Oh god.
Actually, I think I hearted it.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, hey, I want to give credit where credit's due, man. Fair enough. Went beyond just simply tapping or double tapping on the photo.
You held it.
I held it.
Shows from.
I had to slide over. That's a lot of work, man. It made me thirsty.
A little extra effort, yeah.
I need another beer. Where the fuck is our bartender? Okay.
There is now. We're getting to the part where there's a downside to drinking at Chipotle.
The wait.
Yeah. Well, there's no bartender. You gotta actually get up.
But we don't have to tip, dude.
No, that's right. That's a trade-off.
It's basically if we continued this path. Within how many rounds will we be able to get a free beer?
Man, they should have a. I think if they have a Chipotle beer punch card.
They should. Cobras of Fire, Chipotle punch card. Your what?
Your 12th, all for it.
Your 13th beer is on us.
Yeah.
I mean, on them, not
like a baker's dozen.
Right. Right. You buy the first 12 pack, and we'll throw one at you for free.
They literally throw it at you, though.
Let's hope.
I'm just bummed the patio's not open. It's 40 degrees in Minnesota. That's
yeah.
We got a grilling,
beautiful sunshiny day.
You know, I have no.
And we got this music going.
I have a cat who loves to go on the porch, but you know, it's not. Like heated or anything like that, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yes.
And this is warm enough for him to be out there. So he was out there this morning. I had to bring him in, and he was really irritated with me. So, God damn it! It's gonna be 40 tomorrow too, buddy.
Yes, another lovely Minnesota day. Lucky for us as far as February in Minnesota goes.
Yeah, no shit.
Last year was horrible.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right, because it proved. Andy's got to be more aggressive. He's literally like letting people like. You just gotta walk up at the cash register.
We should have maybe sent all these empties with them so we could just slam them on there. That would clear some space right away.
We need them for the photo, though.
I understand, yeah. I should have brought some with.
Come on, Andy.
Although I don't have any Corona bottles at home.
Looks like he's getting ready to.
I can't even tell the last time I actually purchased Corona.
Boy, definitely in the last year I did.
I may have. Actually, maybe when I was in Mexico last year. But that would have been over a year ago now, though, actually. Because that was in January of 2019.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I don't buy it frequently.
I tend not to support the big companies. I'm weird like that.
Yeah, same here. I like this brewery out of Golden, Colorado, Coors. They make a Coors.
Oh, one of those smaller guys. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're fighting the man down there.
I think you like to buy 48 at a time, too.
Do you? Yeah. Or you just back your vehicle right up, and then the guy from MGM just carries it right out on the dolly.
More in the summertime, obviously, I'll get like there's a handful of like microbrews that I do like or whatever. So I'll buy like a 4-pack of Surly Furious. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That one's one of the ones I like. Or something like
nice.
That. Nice. Fulton has a blonde ale. Blonde.
I was gonna say the Fulton blonde.
You gotta be more aggressive, man. Stand up there.
Or get in the back of the line. He could have been.
He just got cut in front of by Uber Eats.
Oh no. We got it. He should have done some shots first.
Yeah.
They have shots.
I guarantee, because Andy and I are about the same age, I guarantee we had to have been in a club at the same time at some point, and he's the guy that I nudged my way in front of at the beer tub chick.
God.
He's definitely too passive. He got out of the way.
He did the. Is he from Minnesota?
Yeah, Northeast Minneapolis.
So he apologized to you then for being in your way as you nudged him out of the way. Okay.
I'm a true Minnesotan because I'm kind of a jerk.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and I definitely don't have a problem being rude. More like a New Yorker.
But
I'm kind of dumb. So maybe it's more like New Jersey.
They're sold out of Corona right now, at least cold ones. So I'll take the Modelo.
We cleared the place.
Yep. I can handle either way.
Yeah, I can do any of them. I'm good either. We cleared them out. That's got to be a first.
Chipotle would be a little more stacked with Corona.
You would think.
In the ice chest there.
They would be.
Where do you want this one?
Get in the shot is all.
Got it?
I need a longer arm.
That's what she said.
You need a selfie stick.
This is great. Actually, now I think we came away with an achievement that we found out that we drank all the Corona at Chipotle.
That's something to put on our tombstones.
And that gal, I mean, she was trying to wait on the customers.
How dare she?
I know. I'm like, she's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, can I get a couple Coronas and a Modelo?
We were doing play-by-play of you up there. It's like, come on, Andy, you got to get in there.
But, you know, they were kind of backed up with people's orders, and then a bunch of these online orders showed up,
for
the takeout. What are you going to do?
Well, they got to know where their money's at, man.
We
sold them out of Corona.
That's right. You're stuck with Angry Orchard right now, and...
Wait, there's not more Modelos?
There's like one more Modelo.
Oh, well.
Good God.
Well, it seems about time to write.
Oh, here. Cheers, gentlemen.
Excellent.
Thank you. Andy's so Minnesotan, he found a way to tip her.
Holy Christ, I feel so guilty. Got to tip the nice lady.
I don't think I know anybody who does a better Minnesota accent than you.
Ouch.
Don't you know?
Don't you know now? Holy cripes.
Oh, yeah. I was going down
to the casino, the other day to play some slots, and I went to the buffet. $6.99 for breakfast. Oh, they raised it. It used to be $3.99.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. I don't have it. I don't know why. I can try, man. I don't know if I can hang with you, man. You bring it to a whole new level. I feel like I'm in Fargo.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, someone's using the hand sanitizer.
That's disgusting.
The first customer I know. What do they think they are? It's fucking Chipotle. They're out of Coronas. This is disgusting.
That is amazing. Drank all the Corona.
Yes. Cobra hack.
Cobra hack. Not really a hack.
Well,
yeah. It's more. Well, I guess it is. Is if you want more than what we got, 8 Coronas, then you may not want to drink a Chipotle.
That's true. You better call ahead and tell them to stock up in their
cooler.
Yes,
you better.
Me and the boys are coming down. We're going to want some Coronas.
Yeah.
Make sure there's at least 52 with that fridge of yours.
Get some Thin Lizzy playing in the background. The boys are back in town.
I really hope that they're literally out and they're not getting restocked until like Monday or Tuesday. It's like, gee.
Oh, my God.
Like, the boss, the district manager comes in Monday. It's like, wow, man, you guys just killed it on Coronas on Saturday. Man, he's like, oh, like a month's worth.
Do you have you should leave a business card. Do you have a business card?
Yeah, I don't have one with me, but.
Cool. What good are they if you don't have them on you?
They press a printer, the Cobras of Fire.
Cobras of Fire?
Yeah, I guess I should draw one of those too. But,
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you do when you're out in public and you meet Squish?
Well, I usually get nervous and walk away. I'm a married man.
That's my game plan.
Oh, well, what happens on the road?
I don't think that was part of my wedding vows.
Well,
so we have the group of millennials leaving.
All right. They probably think we're boomers.
Oh. They actually were laughing at us as they were walking out the door here, this group of four St. Thomas University students here. As they were walking out the door, they kind of looked at our empties.
That's
and,
like the condom.
And a chuckle.
That's like the condom you had when you were a kid. Just stuck in your wallet for so long that it started to warp and bend.
So we basically got looked frowned upon as a bunch of old white dudes by some college kids.
Yes.
So we've had a father of two or three.
Yep.
Really shitty kids, by the way.
Oh, probably, yeah.
The shittiest kids I've ever
seen.
They're
playing with their Thomas the Tank Engines a little loudly against the metal here.
Yeah, I mean, where's their mother, for Christ's sakes?
She was at the next table, ignoring them.
Ah, like my mom.
Yeah.
That brings me back.
Classic parenting.
She was out in the car drinking her Coronas.
So I got a dirty look from him.
And that dude just stared us down. He saw all these empty bottles or something.
The table is getting kind of full now.
Oh, I wish I was wearing a camera. The look on his face when he looked at our table, that was priceless.
Oh, I think he works here.
That's why he's concerned.
No, he does not.
He's probably pissed all the Corona's gone.
There's some fucking assholes over there drinking all the Corona.
Ah, fuck, I'm stuck with an Angry Orchard now.
Oh, man.
And next time you do your Minnesota thing, voice,
yes,
you got to work in pull tabs.
Pull tab.
Or the VF. I was down at the VFW the other day,
you know.
Pulling the pull tabs.
And I got a whole stack of pull tabs. I bought 20 of them. God damn it, if you wouldn't know, I pulled out a $10 winner. That was the highlight of my week.
Oh, my golly.
You could go a little deeper.
And we did the fish fry.
Put in Eagles Club.
Oh, Eagles Club.
Hot dish.
We go down.
I mean, you got to have a checklist.
We go down to the VFW for the fish fry every Friday, you know what you know.
It's a gift. If I close my eyes, I feel like I'm in Minnesota.
Yeah. Sure.
Me too. That worked.
Yeah, it's magic, man. You got a gift.
You guys are you guys both in the I Am Vinyl group?
Yes. With Pete LaRusso.
Yeah, Pete just posted a picture of
his penis.
I wish.
Oh, he just sent that to me. Never mind.
That's the Brett Favre.
Yes.
Love Caleb group. Blackout in the Red Room on vinyl. I would love to get a copy of that. Do you buy vinyl?
Here and there. Not.
It's like
not
Beardo,
a ton.
But for records.
Oh, nice.
This is called I Am Vinyl. That's
okay. Now, yeah. Is Craig Smith in that group?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel a few podcasters are in there.
What's that?
With his date rate room.
Date rate. You know, I want to defend ourselves a little bit there. First of all, Luce was the one who said it looks like a place where someone, not Craig, someone would bring the woman back to rape her. And then I, of course, said, whoa. So I even distanced myself from that. But we never actually said Craig was. We were really just making fun of his furniture and being really obnoxious about it.
Oh, here we go. Cobras on Fire private group. We got a bunch of empties and the...
It's still only one comment.
Not Tascam. Shit, what is this?
Zoom.
Oh, this is Zoom.
Zoom 6?
No, this is Zoom 4, H4N.
Okay.
You couldn't upgrade to the 6? What the fuck?
That was like $350. You know, but I was this close to doing it just because, like, well, I'm going to send it back anyway. But I was like, I think in the back of my head, I was like, you might just keep this thing,
Might as well. There's always another rock and pop.
And it could have just been a ruse, like, even though I bought it myself, believed it myself, to convince my wife, I'm going to spend $200 on a recorder that I don't need, but I'm sending it back, so no biggies. No biggies.
No skin up your nose.
Well,
right.
Now, when you're in the hot tub with Ron Keel, can you record that? Or are you worried about the condensation?
I think there's an NDA involved.
Yeah, there definitely
you
is.
You and Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah. We do not, the hot tub is a strictly, it's a safe zone. There's no recording.
Safe zone. Probably a good thing. I like how you did that with your fingers. Safe zone.
That's probably a good thing for all parties involved.
Yeah.
I think this guy recognizes a famous podcaster. This girl keeps making bedroom eyes at me. Don't look.
You're not sleeping alone tonight.
Well, my wife and my dog will probably attest to that fact.
And a group.
Well, yeah, I could ask the wife.
You count the dog.
That's a good point.
Well, okay then. Oh, now to go back to a conversation we were having 20 minutes ago. Decline of Western Civilization Part 2. We should do a riff track somehow. Minute by minute. And go through and compare 2020 to what was going on in, what was that, 1987? Be an interesting...
I basically lived that same existence in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Sure.
The pool scene, everything, the vodka. Oh, yeah. That was you.
Well,
I'd like to recreate that now.
Well, I think we can probably crash the pool at the apartment I was living in at the time. I used to break into that after bar. Holy cow. Andy's drinking like a Canadian over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
He's still dressed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look under the table.
We're all sad.
Eh. Well, no, I got it. I mean, you can't say don't.
So, yeah, like I was saying the other night, you know, doing a podcast.
Oh, you're circumcised.
Damn straight. Doing a podcast live versus doing it on Skype, which I've normally done it with other podcasters.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have me in my underwear the other night? For the sound quality?
It wasn't just me then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
I heard that thigh skin bounces sound around a lot.
Oh, sure. Oh. Sure. I've heard that too.
Yeah. So the jeans help muffle it.
Well, because when you when I said, you know, were we going to do the Rock's Not Dead thing, even though we were doing it for your grunge sidecast, I was going to say Rock's Not Dead, it's hiding, and it's in Baco's basement wearing its tidy whities. But then you changed it up all on me, doing the grunge sidecast, so I couldn't really do that.
It's called Whatever Nevermind, by the way.
Yes. Did you find the Simpsons episode I was referencing?
No, but I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did find a clip of it online where they talked about Itchy and Scratchy being cultural heroes for even Generation X. And then they cut to a college kid with a backwards baseball hat. He goes, groovy. That's what I thought you could put in there.
I reached out to Brian Davis. He does that movie podcast.
I'm not familiar with Brian Davis.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was at Rockin' Pod at least last year, not the year before.
Okay.
Something movie memories. Sorry. I should actually, because he might actually listen to this. I'm going to pull up my podcast app and say it right. I've been on the show twice.
I want to play with my phone, too.
Whatever he is.
I'm important.
Yeah, Damn Good Movie Memories is what a show is called.
Okay.
The guy is like an encyclopedia for movies. He does a great show.
Nice.
But I couldn't find... I sat through 3 episodes of Daria just hoping that somebody would say whatever. You know what I mean? Just,
that's 3 more episodes than I've seen.
Yeah. I used to watch the show a little bit, so I'm like, I know she says whatever at some point. So then I gave up and I like, you know what, I should ask Brian Davis. He found me not just a short clip of someone saying whatever, but also someone saying never mind.
Oh,
never
nice.
Mind, I think comes from like Toy Story 3 or 4 or something. So that's a weird thing. But yeah, it worked out great. So thank you, Brian Davis. I will throw a pitch for Rocket Pod in here too. You will instantly have a bigger kind of resource group. Just by meeting people face to face, getting a chance to talk and hang out, you know. And each year grows a little bigger. Like last year, I met I think it was his first year there. Pete Cicery, do you know him? I Love Outcast.
I met him briefly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, him and I have become. We talked at the mixer, like it's a college mixer or something like that. The Friday night
mixer
show with the Rock and Roll Residency.
That was at the Lady Auxiliary's Club, wasn't it?
Yeah. But him and I kind of. Stepped aside for a little bit.
Well, I really don't need to know about that.
Just to catch up and get to know each other a little bit. But no, he's a really cool guy. Got his he's perfect in the sense that like he has like opinions and stuff, and they're different. His show is pretty fun too.
Wait a second, we want differing opinions in the podcasting community?
I just like it in my life, to be honest with you. I prefer friction or whatever. Everything gets
I liked what you did with your hands there, and you looked right into his eyes. And you
took a turn for the worst.
I really want to know what happened last week, you guys' recording session, but I'll wait for the photo album.
Hold on, gentlemen. I'm looking across the room here at Chipotle, and there is a family or some young 20-year-olds, and they're eating their Chipotle, but they all have very large Starbucks lattes with them.
That guy's jacket's got a scorpion on the back.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. He knows karate, I bet.
I think he like tried to beat up Fonzie in season 3 of Happy Days.
Is he the next generation of the Cobra Kai? He's wearing a Pulp Fiction t-shirt.
Yeah, he's edgy as fuck. Yeah, he's like a Pulp Fiction. Yeah. He's basically me when I was that age. I'm like, nice. Making fun of him.
Is you now?
Yeah. Me now is like, is today a pants day or no pants day? Is pants...
You know, it's a Minnesota day in February, and it's like 43 degrees. So usually you'll see a 20-year-old wearing shorts at Target.
Well, that's you'll like, see that like pretty saying. Much year-round, you know.
True.
Because, you know, the thing is, like, nobody's going to go, you're crazy if you don't wear shorts in February.
Right, right.
So otherwise no one's going to say something.
Right. True.
I thought I was going somewhere there. I died.
It's quite all right. I've heard your show before. I'm used to it.
Thank you.
Oh, we got some Holy Families coming in now.
That's getting busy again.
Don't look, but directly behind you is literally somebody from Holy Family. So I'm curious to see if we get any eyes.
All right, it's on you to paint the scene.
Well, we've got the nuclear family. Just walked in the door. Oh, that's awkward. The son just stuck his hands in his dad's pockets. You know, I don't like what I'm seeing
over
here.
Over or under 15?
Under.
Okay.
Under. Well, yeah. So it's not as odd as it sounds.
Okay.
I mean, it could be worse. Let me clarify. Let me clarify.
Fair enough.
Boy, it's still very much in. I don't know if they're trying to not make eye contact with anybody else, or
did they
they're
use
just
the hand sanitizer.
They did not.
Oh,
no.
We're starting off on the wrong foot.
Yep. Well, I mean, starting off on the wrong foot was walking into Chipotle in St. Paul.
Although there's a line of about 20 people, so there's still time for the hand sanitizer.
There is. They do. They're right near it. Oh, now she's picking up her son, who she should not be.
Should
He's
let,
old enough to not be picked
start
up.
Letting people know that they're out of Coronas.
Oh, you know what?
I'll go stand at the door and say, wait. Sorry, folks, they're out of Corona.
Let's make a sign on the way out.
Why is there no sign on the hanging up at the on the menu?
They should actually it should be. So
well, it should be in the door, yeah, or just yeah. So you don't even waste your
Sorry.
Time in line.
Yeah.
Good point. I do have some paper. I think I have tape, too. Oh, no, it's over there now.
So
cash registers are down, cash only, also no Coronas.
So with the 9 beers that we have purchased today is probably the equivalent of what they sold of beer
2 months,
yesterday?
Probably, yes. 2 months, I would
2 months?
Say.
I'd
okay.
be very curious. We know we never did check the expiration date on these.
Oh, shit. Now, I did not realize what the prices were. What was the price of the beer?
$3.75, I believe.
For a bottle of Corona, a little excessive.
Best Buy... July 1979?
Uh-oh. I thought something tasted weird.
Yeah, I can't tell. What did that actually say? Like JO79BO59 1226?
You know, I can only drink beer post BJ and the Bear, not pre BJ.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah. These beers were actually antiques.
Did you say post BJ? Or pre-BJ, I didn't catch that.
BJ and the Bear. You know, let's be straight here.
So we're talking...
I'm always pre-BJ. And post.
I've got no stipulations.
At all times.
It'll go wherever it goes. Even during.
Right now I'm both post and pre-BJ.
And we're not talking BJ cramp, but let's just clarify that.
Sure.
Okay.
To meet BJ.
Rock and or roll.
Uh-oh. I think we scared him away. They actually left. The family from Holy Family, which is a Catholic school, they have just left the building.
They found out no coronas.
They heard us. They heard us. They're like, yeah, look at those fucking empty bottles. They sucked it all down.
Sorry, guys.
Sons of bitches.
Sorry, kids.
Hey.
We're going to have to...
Cheers to us. I mean...
Go to a liquor store and drink in the alley like losers.
I mean, bigger losers.
Oh, man. Well, it looks like we're winding this down, so any parting shots for the recording, I guess? So Chipotle in Fort Parkway, St. Paul, is a shithole. It's not a... If they cleaned it, it'd be fine, but they don't clean it.
They don't. Seems to be pretty nice. I mean, as far as the gal running the bar.
Yeah, not even kind of a weird thing, like other than that there was some confusion that they thought I was buying food and beers.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
For an hour and a half and there's been no one to collect the baskets or trays.
Well, I believe you bust yourself, right?
You're supposed to.
Right, yeah. But look at all those trays on that trash bin over there.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
no good.
They must have a big stock so they don't have to reclaim those and wash them.
True. Now, if you do want Mexican food in San Paul Baco, would you suggest Old Mexico?
I would actually go La Casita in Roseville, not too far from there over Old Mexico. We went to Old Mexico recently, and they've kind of recovered a little bit. They had kind of a spell where things were kind of disappointing, but I still put La Casita a little bit over it. But we go there frequently. My wife loves both places. So.
Do they have Corona?
They do, and they would not be out right now.
Amen. That's a plus one so far.
They also have a big old bar and happy hour. It's not unusual.
And a great lunch buffet at Old Mexico.
Yeah. So, but suffice it to say, the oddity of what we're doing really only stuck out to the customers. The staff, other than realizing they're out of beer, probably didn't notice us that much.
They've been very busy.
Yeah.
They really didn't give two shits about us.
Let's see here. It's 10 to 2, and there's about 20 people in line.
At least, yeah. I mean, it got
busy.
A lot of to-go orders because all this, maybe it's us, but the dining room area is just clear.
It is wide open. Yeah, you need to come to St. Paul right now. What did you say it was again? Almost 2 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, when we sat down, there was maybe two or three choices of where we could sit.
Yes.
Now we basically have the entire restaurant.
We had the dirty table or the even dirtier table. And we chose just the dirty table.
Oh, man.
Although, Baco, you did clean it, correct?
I did. I wiped her down as best I could with the Chipotle napkin.
I'm still stuck to it, but I do appreciate your efforts.
Nice.
But, yes, it had less salad, lettuce, and tomato and bean attached to it.
Well, I have to credit Gene for reaching out when he heard it that let's do it. And
yes,
we just kind of lined it up.
That was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I love the fact that Andy was able to join us. So, a little
bit
more.
Yes, it was nice to meet you, too, by the way.
And beat you, both of you, in slamming down 3 beers in an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that first one, we were all neck and neck, but then all of a sudden you got thirsty.
I'm sorry you guys are a bunch of pussies, but,
We're on the last turn, and pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, just off in the distance.
I'm
choking on your dust, and there's Andy off. He's got the freaking big old thing around his neck, celebrating, and Baco and I are still on that third turn going, what had just happened? And where are my pants?
Andy's being cut off at the keg party.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
So should we go over to Tiffany's across the street?
Is that a strip club? Because I'm in. I'll call my wife. She'll meet us there.
That's a good burger, beer joint.
If you don't have to go, guys, you want to have one more, I'm happy to walk over there and give a beer for you.
Sure. I have to get some food in me because I haven't eaten since 8 a.m. this morning.
Oh, I purposely ate before I came.
I haven't eaten since last night.
Oh, because he does his one meal a day.
Yeah, I'm down to one meal.
I gotta hear more about.
One meal a day.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And that was last night, meeting our friend Darren at Bodas Brew Hub. Brew
Darren
Brothers.
Jensen?
Yes, Darren Jensen
that
and I met
you in
face to face.
Oh, man, I hope he listens to this. He's from Owatonna, and he supposedly went to high school with
a couple years older than you, he said, yeah.
But I do not remember him at all.
Really? He's got pictures of your penis, so I don't know
well,
how that
then
happened.
Well, again, who doesn't?
He could have got
that's
that
true.
So many places.
That's okay. You're right.
But
Gene, what happens at Rockin' Pod, I got to say, stays at Rockin' Pod, so I'm not going to show
until
you
the photos
phone.
Get out, that's the thing. Oh, he got them from you, then.
I'm not going to show you what's on my phone.
I believe.
But you are going to walk away and leave it unlocked for me accidentally. I do this with my fingers, of course, hoping Bakwa doesn't see this.
Of course.
Half the people I went to high school with, though, their name was Darren Jensen.
A lot of inbreeding is what you're saying down in Owatonna.
Just a very common name.
Oh,
Johnson, Darren, Peterson,
Darren and
Anderson.
Anderson. So, yeah, that's
really
a very Owatonna name. But, yeah, my buddy Shores and Chrysler, the bass player in Chrysler, him and I graduated together. And, like, you know, I saw them interacting on Facebook, too. So I'm like, hey, you know, so how do we know this Darren Jensen guy? Just came here and he's like, fuck up, I know. And he's like, the exact same thing. You know, he came out and met me for, like, when I first started Where's Beardo, I did like a national night out, you know, like that. We did Beardo night out. And we had the idea was hoping that other people would do it and post
get-togethers,
Beardos in the city,
meeting face to face.
And
when was the last time you did it?
I only did it the one time.
Do it again.
Maybe the summer then I'll post.
Yeah, let's do that again. I would be up for that. My wife would join us.
How successful Beardo is,
it's beer, man.
The thing is, like, it started with Shores and I. I just actually texted him a picture of I was grilling and I was bored. I took a picture of my beer, like, posed in like some bushes. I'm like, "Where's Beardo?" is all I said. And then he just laughed and he texted me immediately a picture of his beer that he was drinking at the same moment. I was like, "This is kind of neat." So we started doing that for a while, and then I was like, "I should just start a Facebook page with I was making friends like Rob Kern. There's a handful of people that I knew mainly through Facebook and podcasting that we didn't see each other, but here's a way to say cheers.
Sure.
And that was the whole concept. Is that like, you know, but then, fuck. Next thing we knew, we had a Beardo on six continents.
Wow.
And there's like over 1,000 members. And now I know by Facebook groups, that's not a ton, but shit, Morton, we got it. The Cobras are fire.
It started from a little spark and it's grown to a big fire.
Yeah, and it's all these people I don't know. And every now and then some asshole wants to post something political and I pull it down.
Thank you.
She likes to post like advertisements and all sorts of crap that I got to yank. Uh-oh. But
I was wondering where the name came from. So is you hiding in a bush saying, where's Beardo?
Like putting my beer somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And I just said, where's, you know, like where's Waldo?
Yeah.
But the idea was that, like, you know, he's supposed to, like, you know, just like, well, yeah, that's the bush next to your grill or whatever it was. I don't even know what I was going
for. Would he recognize your bush?
And my backyard.
So. I'd like to go on record that I would not recognize Bakwa's bush, so...
Did I grab yours?
I think you did. I don't have one near me.
I did not drink any.
I mean, it's not like we haven't exchanged bodily fluids today.
Right,
I'm like,
you know, you'll find out in Nashville this summer that it's very communal.
It is, yes.
All right. Well, I think it's a successful. We didn't get kicked out though.
No, we have nine beers on our table. Should we take a picture of all the empties here?
Yes, let's definitely do it.
Now, we have a handful of napkins on the table, but we did not eat anything. So
we did not.
Those are the ones we used to clean.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a lot of bodily fluid, though, so we have to be honest. I'm impressed that everybody seems to be minding their own business.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, people aren't, I mean, other than the occasional weird glances and that family seeing us and leaving.
I'm actually a little disappointed. I wanted more. I wanted to be... I wanted to be judged like I was in church wearing a Slayer shirt.
Did you want to get kicked out of the Chipotle in Fort Park?
Oh, yes.
He was hoping.
That's what you were aspiring to?
Yeah, so it's still on the bucket list.
Okay. Well, the staff is a little busy. Look at this line now.
That is true.
It's almost to the door.
The staff is overly busy.
Yeah,
but it's nice to know that in America, three guys can get together at a Chipotle and drink all the Coronas and not be judged.
So if we do have it, if I have a tip anyway, for anybody listening to this that wants to try it themselves, I'd go like around 4 o'clock on a Saturday
or a Sunday, maybe.
Yeah,
especially a Sunday.
Or a week,
the Lord's Day.
If you can get a weekday off with a couple of buds, go around 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. The staff will definitely notice you.
Yeah,
there's a better chance you're gonna get kicked out. So, we just got our
high probability of police involvement.
Apparently, I'm too loud.
Really. You got what did you get?
We just got another look.
Oh, nice.
Now he's shoving a fucking burrito in his face like it's a goddamn John Holmes' dick.
Oh wow. two-fisting it?
Yeah,
deep
it
road?
Was. Yeah,
oh, my good golly.
So now we do have the family leaving that had the Chipotle and the lattes from Starbucks.
Yeah, they did finish their food, so I don't think we can say we chased them out.
Nope. That is an interesting flavor mix, though. You know, having like a caramel latte with Chipotle is a unique taste.
Well, it was a big day for them, leaving the trailer park and coming on down.
So they've been to Chipotle and Starbucks. I suppose the you know, the Triple Crown would be now they're off to Creamstone Creamery.
Oh, is there one near here?
There is. There is.
There has to be. That or one of those frozen yogurt places.
Yeah, head over to Walgreens and get some Claritin. No.
That's a bit of uppy.
Yes, it is. And I refuse to say Froyo. But I do,
right,
I do like Zengurt.
You just said it, you dick.
No, true. I like Zengurt better.
Zengurt, yeah. I'm a big Zengurt guy.
There you go.
Have your Froyo. Queer.
Fro-yo.
I was gonna say I got some Zengurt for you right here, buddy. You wanna work for it?
That was the unreleased Led Zeppelin album,
salty,
wasn't it? Zengurt.
Oh, you know, it may have been. Now in Zengurt.
There we go.
We officially crossed the line. Let's are we gonna go to Tiffany's?
Is there lines?
We can get a burger.
I didn't know there was a line to cross.
I don't have one in my life.
I mean, you know, I really have to find the bathroom here at Chipotle now.
It's right over there.
But I am still surprised.
You wanna take us with?
I think that would bring
I'm
the
surprised
podcast to a lower
how
level.
How busy this place is and how empty the seating area is.
Yeah. It really is like that. They're like, oh, that guy. We look first, it looks like Dan Marino, but he kind of gave me a look like, ugh. Dan Marino is at fucking Chipotle right now.
Well, why not? Where else would he be on a Saturday afternoon?
I would not think in Minnesota, but
the shocking thing is that
he's handing out ice donor.
He's actually a little skinny to be Dan Marino and a little young.
You didn't eat your eyes. Remember, you were just telling me you didn't need a new prescription anyway.
These are the new prescription. Son of a bitch. Loose cannon, how do you deal with this shit?
So I'm a little surprised that the lack of awareness to how many bottles of empty beer we have. We're the only table.
We do see our first employee cleaning.
I was just
going to
say, Gene, look
holy
behind you. We have an employee cleaning
you
off.
You should get a photo of that. I think.
And she's just wiping it off onto the floor. So I hope there's going to be a sweep.
That's a night crew.
Now, when I used to work at McDonald's back in the day, you used to have to do tables, trays, and sweeping, which I believe was TTS is what they called.
How did they come up with that?
I don't know. But wow. You know, they're pretty ingenious at McDonald's, let me tell you.
I'm going to post the Chipotle Challenge final picture.
Do you have a restroom in this place?
Yeah, right.
Oh, there better be.
Yeah, right back there.
I was going to say maybe back there.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike DelJudas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.